Exercise 2, page 48.
Wildlife campaigners are always telling us to make sure the souvenirs we bring back from holiday were made without causing injury or death to rare or endangered animals. But what does that mean? In the studio with us today to tell us exactly what we are and aren't allowed to bring back home with us, we have Customs Officer Ian Bridges. Ian, welcome to the programme.
Thanks.
This summer season, a record number of British tourists are expected to head to various countries, including some very exotic locations. What sort of things do they typically bring back as souvenirs?
Well, thankfully, most tourists are very careful about what they bring back with them. In most cases, the souvenirs they buy aren't harmful, such as the typical Mexican sombrero hat or some castanets. All good fun and certainly nothing cruel to animals.
What about illegal items?
Although some illegal items are brought in by smugglers for profit, many items are brought back by holidaymakers as souvenirs.
You mean they don't know that what they have brought back is illegal?
That's right. All too often, weird and wonderful goods bought by tourists have to be confiscated by the likes of myself. People get quite upset when you tell them they have to give up their souvenirs. But it's either that or pay a fine. In serious cases, people may even face a prison sentence.
What kinds of things are we prohibited from bringing into the country?
Things like ivory carvings, many types of fur, coral jewellery, feathers from protected species or bags, belts and shoes made from certain animal skins. It depends on the country of origin.
So how does the traveller know what is and what isn't allowed?
You should avoid buying any questionable animal or plant products which might endanger rare species or damage the environment. That includes snakeskin or crocodile handbags and lizardskin wallets. We all love going abroad and bringing home souvenir of the places we visit, but we have a duty not to destroy what we have gone to see. If you are in doubt, it's best not to buy anything.
How can people become better informed?
There are a variety of ways that we are using to educate people about what they should or shouldn't buy. For instance, there is a guide for travellers which you can obtain by contacting the Customs and Excise Advice Service, free of charge. Also, you can always ask the travel company you are booking with to give you information.
But obviously more needs to be done to educate the public.
Yes, I agree. The World Wildlife Fund has been working hard in recent years, for example, by showing exhibitions of seized souvenirs in various cities around the UK. Souvenir alert leaflets are distributed at international airports, and there are special luggage labels that show images of rare and endangered species.
Do many tourists smuggle in live animals?
You would be surprised what people try to get away with. There have been cases where a live snake has been worn like a belt, or live bird's eggs have been brought in using specially made vests with pouches. Sadly, not all live animals survive the journey they make. However, when illegal animals are seized and are still alive, they are sent to a holding centre. They are kept as evidence in future court cases, and most are then found homes in zoos.
What should we do if we suspect any illegal wildlife trade?
You can report it to our hotline at 01483 426 1121.
That's 01483 426 1121. Thanks, Ian.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.